So as I said, we are going to get in the pond for a little while after service today. So we're going to have a baptizing. It's just we'd love to have new Christians coming into the kingdom of God, coming into the church, and so we're really looking forward to that. The Lord took me to, I'm going to keep it short today because there's a birthday party for Henry today at 1 o'clock, so we don't want to miss that as wingers. So we're going to be in 2 Chronicles today, chapter 20. And I've put a title on the lesson today, "The Battle Is Not Yours." Almost every week something comes up that people need help with. There's just, there's always trouble, always something to cause us to fall or to back up. And I was reading this passage in my daily devotions this week, and the Lord told me this. He said, "You really need to share that with the church." And so we're going to be looking at 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 30. Before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for our time together today. It's just good to be with the church. And Lord, as you've taught us in Sunday school this morning, that we need to learn to trust you. Life will be easier when we learn that you're trustworthy, that you keep your word, you don't back up and change your word, but it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, you love us, you care for us, and we need to have faith in you. And so, Lord, as we look at this example this morning of Jehoshaphat, I ask, Lord, that you'll speak to us, that you'll minister to us. And, Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying to the church today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, this 2 Chronicles 20 is about Jehoshaphat. And my title of it says that Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon, but you're going to see, as we read through the story, that it's not actually Jehoshaphat that defeats him, but it's the Lord. And I've found through many of my troubles and problems that I've had in my life that if I give them to the Lord and don't take them back, he takes care of them. Sometimes I like to take it back and try to do it myself, and it doesn't work. And as many of you have found that out as well, if we don't let him have it, then we're going to continue to carry it and be a burden to us. So let's begin in verse 1. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, with some of the Meunites, came to make war on Jehoshaphat. So men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar," that is in Gedi. So alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. So I think that's the first requirement that we need to realize here in this story, is that when something comes up that we can't handle, or we even can handle, something comes up, we need to inquire of the Lord. We need to ask him. We need to seek his face. He doesn't require fasting every time, but often he does. I've fasted a lot of times in my life. And the one that I'll always remember is the one the church did here before the election. That did more good for me and the church than anything that we've done here, I think. It was a good fast, and it's just something that brought the church together and was just good for all of us in a lot of different ways. But that's what Jehoshaphat thought to do first was inquire of the Lord. He thought to go to the Lord. He said, I really am going to need help here. So after he called the fast, the people in verse 4 now, the people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and in Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and we will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. So they figured out that if they come to the Lord and call out in their distress, that he would hear them. They knew that. The church figured that out and learned to trust him. Verse 10 says, But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession that you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. So how many times in life do we come upon something that we don't know what to do? We don't know how we're going to get through it. But as we see this example here, if we'll seek the Lord, if we'll look to his face, then we'll see the outcome and he'll take care of it for us. Verse 19 says, All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, and the son of Mattaniah, Levite, descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. And he said, Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all you who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz. Excuse me. And you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm. See the deliverance the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. So Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with very loud voice. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa, and as they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. After counseling the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. And after they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. And when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder. They found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, or the valley of Baraka means the valley of praise. This is why it is called the valley of Baraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets. The fear of the Lord came upon all the kingdoms of the countries, and when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. So I wrote down five different things that are important if we want to allow the Lord to fight our battles for us, if we want to have a way to overcome the problems in life that we come on to. The first one is we need to seek the Lord. When you come upon something that you need help with, take it to the Lord. Go to Him in prayer. Fast if you need to. If the Lord tells you to fast, please do that. Because it's just a way to get to the heart of God, to bring His attention to what you have. And that was in verse 4. In verse 20, it tells us to listen to the Lord. Do what He tells you after you go and inquire of Him and seek His face. Do what He tells you. Listen to what He has to say. And the second thing is also there in verse 20 is have faith in the Lord. Believe that what He says will happen. Faith is an important part of our walk. We have to have faith. Without faith, it says it's impossible to please God. But that's the third thing that I have faith is, the third thing. The fourth thing was that they sang to the Lord and praised Him. I love it that they, as they began to praise, He set ambushes up for the army. They didn't have to raise a weapon against these three countries that were coming against them and attacking their forces. They didn't have to do anything because God took care of it for them. So as we praise, the Lord sets up ambushes. He defeats the enemy for us. And so that praise is an important part of overcoming the things that come up against us. And then the fifth thing and a final thing that I found was we need to give thanks to the Lord then. Say, thank you, Father, for what you have done. And I love the end of verse 20 where it says, and you will be successful. So as we do these things, as we come to Him and do these things, we'll have success. And then the final verse there in verse 30, it says, Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. So peace comes because of our walk with Jesus Christ, because of our faith in Him, we have peace. So as we close up today, as we get ready to go over to Jamie's for the baptism, we'll have a closing song. And if any of you have prayer needs this morning, well, we'd love to pray with you. We'll be here to pray with you this morning. And so if you have anything, if anybody has never accepted the Lord and you'd like to do that this morning, why we'll be here to help you with that as well. We always want to give opportunity for anyone who has not accepted the Lord as their Savior. So, yep. All right.
She's got kiddos today.